Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to the Inspirational Psalmist, a radio broadcast with your teacher and host, Radio Shepherd. The Inspirational Radio Broadcast is a ministry of Love Remnant Tabernacle Church. Good afternoon to all of my precious brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I hope and pray you are doing well on this Lord's Day. And we have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful study for you out of Psalms chapter 1. As you know, we have been working our way through and putting together our New Year's resolution based on the Word of God. And we've been working through this psalm. We're almost at the end. We just have two more verses to go. We have verse 5 today and verse 6 next week, and we'll be done with our New Year's resolution. Without any further delay, let us go to the book of Psalms, chapter 1, verse 1. It says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law doth he meditate day and night. This man, this woman, shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." Now let me read it to you from the Living Bible. Same portion of scripture, Psalm 1, verses 1 through 6, but from the Living Bible. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow evil men's advice, who do not hang around with sinners, scoffing at things of God, but they delight in doing everything God wants them to do. They do this day and night and are always meditating on his laws and thinking about ways to follow him more closely. These people are like trees along the riverbanks, bearing luscious fruit each season without fail. Their leaves shall never wither, and all they do shall prosper. But for sinners, what a different story. They blow away like chaff before the wind. They are not safe on judgment day. They shall not stand among the ungodly, among the godly. For the Lord watches over all the plans and paths of the godly of godly men, but the path of the godless lead to doom. Let us pray. Father God, we come to you right now in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And we ask you, Lord, to bless us. We ask you, Lord, to instruct us. We ask you, Lord, to minister to us by means of your word, by means of this good book that leads us to do good things. Bless us, Lord. Bless us. Speak to us. Encourage us. Speak to us today. Speak to us strongly. Speak to us vividly. Speak to us and inspire us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. You know, we're working through Psalm 1, and we are at the point in the psalm where we are beginning to draw a contrast between the godly and the ungodly. We're told in Psalm 1, verse 1, blessed, striving forward is the man who has a, and I'm putting it in my terminology, who has a New Year's resolution based on the word of God. What is a New Year's resolution? Well, it is a promise that you make to yourself. It is a promise I make to myself that there are certain things that we're going to stop doing, and the things that we're going to stop doing, we're going to stop doing them because they are detrimental to us. And then there's a promise in this resolution of things that we will begin to do. And the reason why we want to do them is because they are beneficial to us. Well, we've already seen, and we don't need to go over it again. I would encourage you to go back to the previous teachings to get this bit of information. But we've already seen how the godly man, the godly woman, has made up their mind to stop following and to stop seeking the advice of the ungodly and to start seeking the advice of God. The advice of God can be found. The advice of God can be found. His wisdom, his knowledge that leads to life and life everlasting. This can be found in the law, in the Torah of the Lord, in the teachings of our God. For the man and the woman of God who makes up their mind to say goodbye to the ungodly, to the man and the woman of God who makes up their minds to break fellowship with the ungodly, to stop heeding the advice of the ungodly, the Bible says there are present blessings. For that man, that woman, shall be like what? Like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth their fruit in their season, and whatsoever they do, it prospers. There's a radical transformation, radical results Miraculous results happen when we choose to part ways with the ungodly in their wisdom, and when we choose to take up with God and his wisdom. We saw the benefits, what happens to a man, what happens to a woman who does it God's way. Now we started to look at the ungodly last week. What is the fate on the ungodly? Why shouldn't you and I hang out with the ungodly? Why shouldn't you and I take the advice of the ungodly? Why is taking their advice eternally dangerous to you and to me? Not just dangerous for this year. It's not dangerous for you for this year, but it's dangerous for you eternally. See, for you to follow in the ways of the ungodly, you are putting your life at risk. You are putting your eternal existence at risk. It's not just that you are doing damage to yourself in 2016. No, you're doing damage to yourself for all eternity if you persist in walking in the counsel of the ungodly and standing with sinners and sitting with the scornful. Oh, you are putting yourself in great and grave danger. Verse 4 says in the Living Bible, it puts it this way in the Living Bible, but for sinners, what a different story. For sinners, what's the story? Well, it's not a story of blessings. It's not a story of joy and happiness. On the contrary, it is a story of punishment, of tears, of sadness, because as the psalmist put it, he says in verse 4, the ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. You see, the ungodly, they are not like that tree planted, a tree planted by the rivers of water. The ungodly are not so. They are like chaff. That which is dried up, that which is collected, that which is put into piles, and that which is ultimately burned and destroyed. Today we want to look at verse 5, which is our text for the day, which says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Here in verse 5, we're told two things about the ungodly. They will not stand in the judgment. My brothers and sisters, do I need to remind you that there is a judgment day soon approaching? It's called the Great White Throne Judgment. It is found, if you recall, the Great White Throne Judgment is found in Revelation chapter 20. In Revelation chapter 20, it says, verse 11, and I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heavens fled away, and there was no place found for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them. And they were all judged, every man according to his works. Verse 15, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Well, who do you think is not found written in the book of life? Well, you would have the ungodly. Their name is not in the book of life. nor the sinner's name is in the book of life, nor he who is scornful will you find his name in the book of life. You see, Psalm 1:5 says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Well, what does that mean, the ungodly will not stand? Well, what it means is this. When the ungodly stand before God on judgment day, and God pulls out all of the evidence he has on them, when God pulls out all of the videotape he has on them, you see, God has evidence on the ungodly. He has evidence. He has evidence. That's why the Bible says, and the dead were judged out of the things written in the book. See, God is keeping score. God is keeping an account. God knows exactly what people are doing. God knows exactly. He's got books on people. You know, J. Edgar Hoover, the first man ever to run the FBI, had books on everybody. Did you know that? J. Edgar Hoover had stuff on John F. Kennedy. J. Edgar Hoover had dirt on Dr. Martin Luther King. J. Edgar Hoover, if you were a human being, and if you were somebody of note, J. Edgar Hoover would have something on you, because he kept books on everybody. J. Edgar Hoover had books on everybody. He had books on everybody. And what God is saying by means of Psalm chapter 1, verse 5, what God is saying to us all is that the ungodly will not stand in the judgment. Why? What does that mean, they won't stand? Well, basically what it means is they don't have a leg to stand on. There's no attorney who can get them out of jail. There's no attorney who can contradict the evidence that God has. There's no attorney who can contradict the witnesses. Remember, there are witnesses. There's evidence. There's witnesses and there is evidence. And as such, on judgment day, the ungodly will not have a leg to stand on. That's why it says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. They're doomed. They are doomed. I don't care what kind of dream team you try to assemble on judgment day to defend your case before God when you stand before him in the great white throne. If you are ungodly, God's got all the evidence on you. God's got all the witnesses, and they are talking. All the witnesses are talking. And when God gets through with you, you don't have a leg to stand on. You see, the ungodly are like the chaff. What is chaff good for? Well, ask any farmer. What is the chaff good for? Well, you rake it up. You put it in a pile. You pour some kerosene on it. And you light a match. Chaff, that's what you do with leaves. That's what you do with garbage. That's what you do with rubbish. And the psalmist, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, calls the ungodly, he likens them to chaff. Rubbish that gets collected. Rubbish that gets put into a pile. Rubbish that gets doused with some flammable liquid. And rubbish that ultimately gets a match lit and tossed on it.
What is it saying? Well, the ungodly will wind up in the lake of fire. In the end times, Jesus will send his angels to the four corners of the earth, and they shall gather from the four corners all those who do offend and do iniquity. All of the ungodly shall be collected.
And then tossed into the lake of fire. And if they try to put up a defense, if they try to counter God's legal expertise, they don't have a leg to stand on. This is why the psalmist says, therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Why? How can you erase? How can you get rid of all of the evidence God has on you? And how can you silence all of the witnesses? Remember, you as a sinner, you as an ungodly person, you harmed other people. You did damage to other people. You hurt other people. How are you going to get rid of their witness?
So,
if you hurt people, if you damaged people, if you wronged people, they will testify against you. They will testify against you during the great white throne judgment. And what God has in those books, and here's another little tidbit. You know, J. Edgar Hoover kept a lot of people in check. It was J. Edgar Hoover's way of keeping people in check, because he says, remember, and he would just read a few things to them that he had on them in his little book. He says, now on such and such a day, you met with such and such a person in such and such a hotel. Now, the person J. Edgar Hoover's talking to on the phone, they know exactly J. Edgar Hoover's got the goods on them, because he and his crack team of investigators have been secretly following them, jotting everything down. And those people never came against J. Edgar Hoover. He stayed in power till the day he died, because he had stuff on everybody. And everybody wanted that stuff to remain in the little book. And that's how we controlled a whole lot of people. Well, God doesn't have a little book. God has a big book. And he's got many big books. Read Revelation 20 again. You see, and on Judgment Day, sinners won't have a leg to stand on. This is why the psalmist says, and put it this way, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. Their defense will fall and tumble. They are not going to get off when they go to trial. Therefore, you see, my brothers and sisters, it pays in 2016 to have a New Year's resolution based on the Bible. But that New Year's resolution is far more advantageous, because not only will it bless you in 2016, not only will it get you over the hump in 2016, not only, my brothers and sisters, will you do well in 2016, but that New Year's resolution that you adopt and practice, which is based on the Word of God, will also secure your eternity. Because on the day of judgment, you, the believer, will not be put to trial, because Jesus already died for you. Jesus already paid the punishment for you. There's no little things written about you in any books. You, the Christian, the believer, the child of God, will not stand before God during the white
throne judgment. That white throne judgment is for the ungodly. It's for the sinner. It's for the scornful. It was for that group of people. But those who embrace the word of God, those who embrace the teachings of the Lord, there's no judgment for them. Because in the teachings of the Lord, they found their Savior Jesus. And Paul says in Romans chapter 5, therefore being justified by faith, having legal right standing with God by faith, by putting our faith in the sacrifice and in the person of the Son of God, we have peace with God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5:1. So, the ungodly won't stand in the judgment, but you and I will stand for all eternity. I'm going to play a hymn right now, a song, to this hymn. We'll finish up with verse number 5, because there's a lot more to be said now on verse 5.
Now we're looking at verse 5, the second part of verse 5, and it says, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Let's look at that again. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. They won't have a leg to stand on judgment day. There is no argument they can present. There's no team of attorneys that can get them out of the mess they're in, because God has the evidence written in those books according to Revelation 20. And he's got witnesses that will testify against them. As a result, not having a leg to stand on Judgment Day, they will not be allowed to enter heaven. This is why you will not find sinners in the congregation of the righteous. You won't find any sinners in heaven praising God. You won't find them. You'll find them all in the lake of fire. Now, Revelation chapter 20, let me just, Revelation 21, verse 8, it says, and let's start reading at Revelation 21, verse 7. It says, and he that overcometh, speaking of you and me, the believer, he that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But here's a group of people. Here's a group of people that you will not find in heaven. Here's a group excluded. The fearful. Verse 8. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderer, the whoremonger, the sorcerers, the idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone. Again, Revelation 21, verse 8, in case you missed the memo, in case you didn't get the memo in the past, these are some of the people. This is not a complete list. This is a short list of those we are told will not be standing in the congregation of the righteous, which is the last part of Psalm 1, verse 5. Here they are, the fearful. Who's the fearful? Well, the fearful are those who fear that if they accept Jesus, they'll lose their job. See, they fear. And Jesus said, you know what Jesus said? He said, if you don't confess me before men, if you're fearful of confessing me before men, I will not confess you before the Father. See, there's some people in Hollywood who just say, you know, if I become a Christian, I'll never act again because I'll never get an acting role. To those people, those are the fearful. Those are the people who fear that they might lose something because Jesus is their Lord, the fearful. Then he goes on to say, and the unbelieving. Those are those who reject the Bible completely. And the abominable. These are those who are extremely polluted. And the murderers. And the whoremongers. The whoremonger is a fornicator, a serial sex addict who has sex without a license. That's a whoremonger. A sorcerer. An idolater. And all liars. All liars, all kinds of liars, shall have their part in the lake of fire. But then it goes on to, in case you missed it, if you go to chapter 22, verse 12, Jesus says, and behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give to every man according as his work shall be. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life. You see, blessed are what? Notice Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed, for his striving is the man. Here Jesus said, blessed are they that do what? God's commandments. Because they have the right to the tree of life, and they may enter in through the gates into the city. But in this city, we don't have dogs. What's a dog? A dog is a sodomite. A dog is a male homosexual. That's what a dog is. And sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. See, you won't find these people in hell. You're just not gonna find them. Look, let's read Psalm 1, verse 5. It's clear. Saints, Psalm 1, verse 5, the latter part, is extremely clear. It says, therefore the ungodly shall not have a leg to stand on in the day of judgment, nor will you find sinners in the congregation of the righteous. You won't find them in heaven. You won't find sinners in the heavenly Jerusalem. I just read to you two passages out of the last two chapters of Revelation that echoes this truth. But in case that's not enough, well then, let me read to you out of the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 9, Paul says, know ye not, unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Know ye not? Don't you notice? Didn't you get the memo? Didn't you get the list of people that will be excluded from heaven? Remember, heaven is God's abode. Heaven is God. It's not your abode. You don't live in heaven. We live on earth. God is going to allow some people to go with him to heaven, but there are certain people he will not allow. You're not entitled to go to heaven. You're blessed if you're allowed to go to heaven. You're blessed if you're given access to heaven. You're blessed. But everybody's not entitled. Everybody's not going there. Paul says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. And there are people that are going to try to deceive you in the church today. He says, be not deceived. Neither fornicators. Again, fornicator is a whoremonger, a serial sex addict, a person who just has sex with anybody and anything without a marriage license. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers. These are people who have a wedding license to have sex with one person, yet they have sex with anybody. They have a license for one. Yet they violate the license and they have sex with whoever. That's an adulterer. So he says, be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminates. An effeminate is a male homosexual who dresses up like the woman. That's the effeminate. The effeminate is the one who in the homosexual relationship plays the role of the woman. Then he goes on to say, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That term is the muscle-bound homosexual. That phrase there reminds me of a homosexual like the so-called Bishop Eddie Long. You see Bishop Eddie Long, he looks like the Incredible Hulk, right? You would think he's a man's man. No. He's a muscle-bound, girly man. See, what the Bible, what Paul is saying is, don't be deceived. Muscle-bound, girly men, muscle-bound men who like to lie in bed with other men, they're not getting to heaven. They're not being given access. Don't be deceived. Now, they'll try to peddle that as though they're going to heaven, but God says, no, don't be deceived. Verse 10, who's not going? Thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortionists shall not inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, Paul says to the Corinthians. You used to be like those guys, but now you have been washed and you have been sanctified and you have been justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. So my brothers and sisters, there are some people that just aren't going to get in. So let's read Psalm chapter 1, verse 5 again. Let's end this on a exclamation point. Look what it says. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment. In other words, they won't have a leg to stand on when they stand before God and they're being judged. Not a leg to stand on. And as a result of not having a leg to stand on judgment day, you will not find them in the congregation of the righteous. You will not find them in heaven. You will not find them in heaven. So my brothers and sisters, this New Year's resolution that we're trying to give to you here is not only for 2016, but it's the kind of New Year's resolution that's going to propel you into eternity. Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up. Don't take this word lightly. Love the Lord. And love him with all your heart and with all of your being. And seek the Lord every day of your life. And it will go. It will go well with thee. Well, saints, that'll do it for today. I'll be back next week to finish off the last portion of this verse that is part of our New Year's resolution for 2016. I love you in the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Amen.
The kingdoms of this world, they have become the kingdoms.